And now this is a dictation for Michael Cipolletti, C-I-P-O-L-L-E-T-T-I, April 1151, address as a letter, Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, 875-3732. Dear Dr. Prouty, follow up for Mr. Cipolletti. Advanced renal failure, obstructed uropathy, prior dialysis. He's doing intermittent self-catheterization three times a day. No infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. Weight is stable. He is putting a lot of effort to be physically active. He does walking, biking, push-ups, sit-ups, weights. No hospital visits, weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, no dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, PBU system negative, medication, blood pressure, no RVASC, bicarbonate replacement, today, blood pressure 150/86 right-sided, alert, oriented sign 3, skin mucosal, no abnormalities, respiratory, cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no abdominal flank tenderness, no ascites, no edema, no neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 3.6, GFR 17, stage 4, normal sodium, potassium elevated 5.1, normal acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.9, normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Next number, obstructive uropathy. Next number, straight self-catheterization. Next number, enlargement of the prostate. Next number, hypertension poorly controlled. He's only taking Norvas 3 days a week. Advised to check daily. He needs to get a blood pressure machine at home and check it. We need to progressively bring it down. I will be careful to use, not to use diuretics, as with his obstructive uropathy, he already has problems concentrating the urine and has large urine output. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, no indication for EPO treatment. Next number, chemistries in a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 months.